is the key to life. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, the greatest book of wisdom ever in all the world, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, just very quickly, the Hebrew word for abomination is the strongest word there is in the Hebrew language for disgust, for just cannot stand. And the Hebrew word for delight is the strongest word at the opposite end of that spectrum for what just is pleasing and brings God the greatest amount of happiness. Being out of balance is an abomination. Being in balance is what pleases God. And so the challenge for our lives is to live in that dynamic tension between these sort of two polar opposites and try to bring a sense of balance. And so I'll try to help you do that today. But I hope that you'll be open. Now, some of you may have stumbled into this auditorium this morning, having been invited or maybe heard about this church in some way. Some of you have just come across this broadcast or the internet campus, and you're just watching or listening today, and you didn't really know what you would hear. And yet, it's in God's providence that you would be here today, that you would be listening today, that you would be watching today, because here's the truth that maybe no one else knows but you, that there's something in your life that has control over you, that there's something in your life in which you are bound up in, you are in bondage to. There's something that you need to break free of. And maybe no one else knows it except you and God. And the purpose of today is that God has directed you to be here today, to be listening today, to be watching today, that you might finally break free of what is keeping you from God's best. I will be very, very clear and very upfront with you today. I am convinced, based on the week that I have had, a very challenging week, a challenging week of spiritual battle, I am convinced that the enemy of your soul does not want you to hear this today. I am convinced that the enemy of your soul does not want you to listen today, does not want you to agree today. He wants to fight and keep this message from being spoken, from being broadcast, from being spread around, because to the extent that more people hear it, more people might have a chance to finally be free and break the control that he has in their life. Evil is a powerful thing, and sin is real. And today is a marvelous opportunity to be free of it. I can't say it any more clearly than this. Hate what is evil. The Greek word, the word that's used here in the book of Romans for hate, means to despise, to express strong feelings of horror, to despise, to be horrified by. That's what this word means, to hate. A Christ follower is to be totally and utterly committed to opposing whatever is morally wrong. Follower of Christ is to have nothing to do with evil whatsoever. We're to hate anything evil. We're to have absolutely nothing to do with it. We're to understand that we can be deceived, that we live in a world that is filled with deception, where wrong is right and down is up and failure is free. Not true. We live in a culture now that prefers these terms, addict, compulsive, psychopath, to an older word called sinner. We like the label because that makes us the patient. We're not really responsible for our actions. We just have a sickness. Well, we do have a sickness, but the sickness is called sin. And it impacts all of our lives. And to the extent that you reject that today or even struggle with the concept, I would just ask you to just be open-minded.